Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you haven't read Wolfgang Simpson, he has a book out about the unpersecutable church. It's a very good book. But he, in one of his books, he has what he calls the 15 theses towards the incarnation of Christ, and just getting God perspective of getting a God perspective of the church again. And it's so important. You got to read it. It's available. I know if you go to, we'll put on the, make it available on the torch today. The thesis, it's 15, the 15 statements about the church. And this is one big thing that he says. He says that the church as we know it is preventing church as God wants it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. The church as we know it is preventing church as God wants it.
Wow.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, in rethinking church, you know, we want to always be open, just like the mindsets we talked about, I talked about in the beginning or the end of the first hour. You know, be open to saying, well, maybe this is not how it really is. Maybe how I think it is not how it really is. I have to be open to be able to just consider to rethink it. I mean, if it's right, it's just going to be a reaffirming type encounter right. with the truths of God. And if it's wrong, it gives you the opportunity to make it right. And the big question is, you know, is God in control of his church or is he not?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really a shepherd whose voice his people hear and live and follow, that doesn't follow any others? Or is it a church that doesn't even hear his voice, doesn't even really know much about him, but they follow somebody else who say they hear his voice? Is it only one or two people who can hear his voice, or 100?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the 6.7 billion people on the face of the earth who could hear his voice if they chose to and follow him? And that's a big paradigm shift when you, when you think, well, and maybe you've given up on the fact of trying to introduce people to the voice of the Lord. And it could be the reason why you're trying to introduce people who don't, who aren't saved, who are just showing up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, but those who actually know Jesus that are believers, they're going to want to hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to, and you have to practice. You have to learn how to hear him through his written word and how he speaks to you. And a still small voice, and how he convicts you, and how he encourages you, and how he protects you, and all the things that he does. But you have to be open to the concept and say, you know what? What if, you know, say you're a shepherd right now, you're a pastor over 100 people. There's 100 of them there, and you just go talk to them one at a time and ask them, you know, does God speak to you, and how does he speak to you?
Mm-hmm.
And when he does, what do you do with it? I mean, has he been saying to you for the last 10 years, just show up here and sing this song and say this prayer and dance around or clap or and then go back home? Is that all he's saying to you?
Right.
Is he saying to you that 95% of you will not win one person or tell one person about him? According to George Barna, 95% will win one person to the Lord.
Right.
I mean, is he really saying that? And this is a powerful, powerful word. The scriptures tell us this, as the day is, do not forsake the fellowship of coming together, especially as the days get closer. Do not forsake the fellowship of coming together.
Mm-hmm.
But we've taken that to such an extreme right now that we have forsaken the work for the fellowship. That's predominantly also what we do. The church at large, like, we just fellowship.
Right.
We have fun. We have plays. We have songs. We have dances. We have wings on buildings. We have, you know, we've forsaken the work for the fellowship. We really flipped that upside down.
Wow.
This is what the Lord spoke to me in my spirit Sunday, you know, as we're, or two Sundays ago, and we're listening after the 7-day fast and prayer and hearing what God's saying is, you know, that we've taken. He says, you know, do not forsake the fellowshipping with your brothers, especially as the day gets closer. Well, in America, we've forsaken the work for fellowship. We actually think, I mean, here they were. So the question is, what were they doing when they weren't fellowshipping? Maybe they were actually walking out the light of the gospel and telling people about God and evangelizing and sharing their life with people.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, you know, you're going to go burn in hell because you didn't fellowship. Yeah, he didn't say, you know, you're sinning. He says, don't forsake the fellowship. So it's a very important part. We need each other. But we don't forsake the work for the fellowship. And the whole thing is like, we got this fellowship thing down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know how to fellowship.
Right.
The thing is, we've forsaken the work now.
Mm.
The life, the vineyard, the responsibilities, the expectations, the Great Commission, everything God's told us to do, all we do is fellowship.
Hmm.
We fellowship. Potluck, whatever luck, you know, just all these different things we fellowship. It's like, how many more messages can you tell people who aren't planning on doing anything with it? You're really messing our fellowship up with this conviction thing. Because you know we're just going to come back next Sunday because we're here hearers, right?
Right.
Or, you know, et cetera. And the thing is, like, we've forsaken the work for the sake of fellowship.
Mm.
You know, and I was, you know, guilty of the fact of telling people when I was a pastor of a traditional expression, I was like, you know, you got to be here at this fellowship. You got to be here at this fellowship. And it was like, that was the pinnacle. That was the most you can expect from American believers to show up.
Right.
You know, you got to be here. You know, didn't care what was that, you know, didn't even have any expectations outside of that.
Hmm.
And I look around, it's like, that's how so many define success as a believer, is as long as they keep showing up at your gathering, despite them living in darkness all week long, despite them not telling anybody about Jesus, despite them not being able to even hear his voice, and despite them not being discipled and learning his ways, that we give them this great, you're doing great. You're doing wonderful. Mm. You know, and you think about it, you ask yourself this question. Why aren't I concerned with that?
Right.
Why aren't I concerned with that? Is it because they're actually financing this thing?
Uh-oh.
Is that the reason why?
Mm-hmm.
And you can test that by saying, listen, for the next 90 days, I need to check this out. Please do not bring any money in this place. We got to find out if it's going to live, if it's going to fall. Because if it falls, it's not God. No, turn it off. I was just talking, and it's just an idea. Don't turn off the radio. I'm serious, because if that's the only reason why, think about the injustice that's going to be experienced at the throne of God when you have to say that's the reason. Really, the truth is, because how many more? I got a new sermon. I got a new 4 points. I got a new. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
At what point? And I'm going to talk more about this in just a moment. We come back from this break. But listen, we need to ask the question, you know, what are we preventing so God can have church the way he wants it? Rethinking church again, you know, begin to just kind of revisit that and say, you know, what we need to begin to lead people to God's voice. And if that's you right now, if you're a pastor, if you're just want to get in tune with God's voice, listen, go to, and you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a free plan. You can go to iabide.org and request your free plan today. And realize as soon as you submit that request, there'll be it'll take you right to a plan, and you'll have to click on that, I believe, or it'll show up, or one or the other. I forget. You click on that link, and it'll take you right to that plan at that point. Just fill out the request. Once you push submit, look immediately. It'll take you right to the plan. You click on that, and boom, you're going to have a video how to begin to hear the voice of the Lord. Also, you can go to VFN TV and on VFN TV at VFNTV.com and watch The Voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. You'll get to hear some experiences, how God speaks. Understand when you read the Word of God, look at it this way. God was speaking to everybody in the Word of God, in the Bible. And how did God speak to them? And realize that he said that my sheep know my voice. And don't be okay with not being able to hear the voice of God. Now you might hear in part and prophesy in part, like all of us, but you'll actually hear enough that when you're with a body, when you come together from now on, it won't be, oh, it'll be, oh, yeah, amen. I understand. That agrees with what God's been telling me in my spirit. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.